I'm Mary Faulkner, and I'm from Jacksonville, North Carolina, and I am against oil drilling in the ocean, either in the Gulf of Mexico, off Alaska, or definitely off the coast of North Carolina. I'm afraid these accidents will happen. They're losing all that oil, plus the fact they're polluting all this land and all this country.
My name is Ray Fox. I'm from Challis, Idaho, and my view hasn't changed. I think we should open up the drilling to reduce the cost of oil prices in the U.S. I think we're too dependent on foreign oil.
And what are the oil costs where you're from?
A gallon of gasoline costs about $3.35 a gallon.
My name is Heinz Trover. I'm coming from the Netherlands. And with regards to the offshore drilling, there are about a couple of thousand offshore drillings around the world. Accidents happen. It's not good, for sure. I said it this morning to my wife. I think the American government should have reacted a little bit more quickly. But, you know, we need the oil, we need the petrol, so because everyone wants to be on the road, like here. So therefore, at one time, it happens.
Okay, my name is Josie, and I'm from Australia. I think they shouldn't be drilling at all in the ocean because they can't guarantee that there'll never be any spills. They should have thought of it long before they started as to what they were going to do in this sort of instance. And maybe they should spend more money on research on using other forms of fuel rather than oil beneath the sea.
My name is Bill, and I'm from the San Francisco area.
And how has the Gulf Coast changed the way you think about offshore drilling?
It hasn't. I think with the proper oversight, we should be able to drill safely and be environmentally safe. I think we need to figure out what to do, but it needs to happen.
Drilling needs to happen?
Yep.
My name is Kathy, and I am from New Orleans, and it does deeply concern us that they've been doing this drilling without requiring the companies to take the necessary safety precautions, and it seems to be that they're not overseeing the company's safety checks, and that's what went wrong with the Deep Horizon.
Do you know any fishermen who are directly affected?
Not personally, but I can tell you that they all are. The shrimpers and the fishermen and the oystermen are all affected. So it's a, having been hit by Katrina, and then 5 years later we're now hit with this, and this is another man-made disaster, if you will.
And so how is that affecting your friends and family at home? What's the sentiment there?
Well, the oil is now on shore in the wetlands, and that's not going away, and the latest thinking is that it will be on the seafloor for 100 years. It's pretty scary.